Suddenly I heard a noise, and I returned to Frankenstein. You will not believe what I saw. The monster was standing next to the bed, looking at Frankenstein's body. I have never seen anything so ugly and terrible. Long hair hung over his face. His skin was dry and yellow, like old paper. "Oh, Frankenstein," cried the monster, "will you forgive me? But you cannot answer me. You are cold and dead." The monster looked at me. I closed my eyes because I did not want to see his face. But I spoke to him. "Why are you sorry now? Frankenstein is dead. But you came here to kill him."
"Do not worry," he said. "My crimes are finished. I will not do any more evil things. Frankenstein suffered, but I have suffered too. Frankenstein created me. Then he sent me into the world without love. Everybody hated me when they saw me. Nobody wanted to be my friend. So I learned to be evil. I killed everything that Frankenstein loved. That was my revenge. And now he is dead, and I must die too. There is nothing more for me to do. I will leave your ship immediately. I must go and die in the ice, as far away as possible."
With these words, the monster said goodbye to me. Then he jumped off the ship into the cold water and was lost in the darkness.